Welcome to episode 5 of the iPad Guild podcast. Today, I'm going to do something different again, and I'm looking at an often requested feature for an update of iOS on the iPad, and that is a, quote, desktop class browser. So I want to talk about what I think that means, and then look at why I am moving more and more towards the position that Apple needs a desktop class browser on iOS, even though I'm moving from being against the idea. So what is a desktop class browser? Well, in my opinion, I think this means different things to different people. It's a common thing as an English language teacher to notice that the words that we associate don't actually necessarily mean the exact same things. We may think of something as being slightly different. Even a noun can have a different connotation to different people. What I think of as something as simple as a ball can be very different to what you think of. Even coffee can have different ideas. The size of the glass you see for a cup of coffee is different from the one that I see, if it's got milk or not. These are different things that we associate. So when it comes to a desktop class browser, what I really think we mean are two things in general. One is that it can be used on any platform, that there are no obstacles to this browser that you can use. So unlike a mobile browser, where there are certain websites which just don't support it, a desktop class one, I believe, is one that works everywhere. And the other one, I think, is an acceptance of web standards for traditional devices like laptops and desktops. So that means that you need a cursor there, so some way that you can interact with that. So iCab browser could be an example of how you can use a cursor on the screen, because this application on iOS, you can mimic having a trackpad on the screen and interact with objects there. Now, I would say iCab Mobile is the closest thing to a, quote, desktop class browser on iOS, but even then, you still get these tricky, awkward things where certain things won't work just right. So really, I think people want something that will work everywhere regardless. My long-standing objection to this idea is that changing the way that your device works to match the web gives a worse experience. Imagine if we were trying to browse the web on our phones in the same way as the old desktop sites. Imagine if that was the only way to interact with websites. That would be terrible. It's a good thing that we've had mobile app versions of websites and now responsive design websites where you have a more mobile friendly interface that you can use. And I think that's actually benefited desktop web viewing experiences on the whole as well. So that's my fear, that's my long-standing fear about a desktop class browser, is that it would mean a dilution of the experience that we get on tablets, and basically turning tablets into just a laptop in every way possible. There wouldn't be any distinguishing marks, that you'd have to use it with a cursor on the screen. However, I'm now starting to change that opinion. My first step towards acceptance was having to use a website on a regular basis that just was completely unfriendly to the iPad. And in fact, it was even unworkable in iCab Mobile, and on quite a few desktop browsers actually as well. You basically had to use Chrome on a Windows machine, and even then it might not work every time. That's because it was basically a poor web application. On the Mac, it could work sometimes with Chrome, but it wasn't guaranteed still. So this problem made me more motivated to find a solution, and made me more motivated towards the idea that maybe Apple should have this solution, a desktop class browser. However, I still wasn't fully convinced. But today I've been thinking about it some more, and I was wondering, why has this argument become more accepted recently? Why has this become a talking point? It wasn't a big deal when the iPad first came out, but it is now. So what's changed? And my theory is that it's that Apple has changed its focus, and that it's the simple addition of the word Pro in the name iPad Pro that has made the calls for a desktop class browser more vocal, louder, and more present around. When you call your device Pro and you can't access websites which you use regularly and all the functions of those websites to do your basic tasks, it's a bit of a strange statement to make. More so, I believe, than not having certain software applications on that device. And so by calling the iPad iPad Pro and not having full Google Docs or the ability to log on to your bank's website, it really is a bit of a strange statement. Now, also, the name iPad Pro shows how Apple has redirected its focus and how it is trying to propel the iPad as a main computing device, one that can do everything that you would do on a computer, or most people would do on a desktop computer at least. And so I think these both of these factors combined have really helped propel this argument further and make more people want a desktop class browser. So I have written before that I said that this was the web developers or developers' faults that these websites didn't work on the iPad properly, but it's Apple's problem. And I really believe that is the case now. And while I still find the statement a desktop class browser a bit of a strange thing to say, and you do get different definitions, and people seem to think that everyone is agreeing with them when they say this statement, and I'm not sure that is the case. I think what people understand as a desktop class browser is different, like technologically wise. I still think the goal of having a device which can work on any web page that they load is the same end result that people want. And so I'm in favor of that now. I think it would be a good thing for Apple to do. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on this topic. If you want to interact, then send me a message on Twitter at iPadGuild. You can also go to the website, iPadGuild.com, and leave a comment there. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.